And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lauren Easton. As the trees go down at the corner of Sewell School Road and Homestead Road intersection in preparation for multiple townhomes, and notices come to nearby residences for hearings on future plans for more residential and mixed residential development proposals, one has to wonder, will it ever end, and what will the impact on the schools be? More residential development means more children in our schools, unless those developments have age restrictions for older adults. Even if developers state, our development is geared towards young working professionals, or is being geared towards older adults, the reality is that families with school-age children will be a big part of the market here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, where our school system is renowned for its quality of education all across the state. It is imperative that the Chapel Hill Town Council and town staff work very closely with the school board and staff in planning ahead for future development approvals and school capacity. Given the extreme budget situation that the schools find themselves in, thanks to the state legislature, funds will be difficult to find and spend on new schools. Even if a bond referendum is held for taxes to pay for new school construction and our aging existing school facilities, the bottom line is that all of this new residential development will be expensive and paid for by all citizens who live here, even those without children in the system. Further, schools certainly cannot be built overnight, and much time is needed for the due diligence in where the new schools will be built, how will they be built, etc. As the council considers any more new residential development, I hope it considers school capacity as important as stormwater controls, traffic impacts, and environmental impacts. The quality of our school system is no doubt related to the quality of life overall in Chapel Hill and what makes it a popular place to live. This is Lauren Easton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.